Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where we explore a wide variety of topics, including the craft of songwriting with a man who needs no introduction in this field, Mr. Jeep White. Join us as we journey through the underground music scene with special guests and uncover the inspiration behind the lyrics. Without further ado, ladies and gents, Jeep White.
Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters. I'm your host, Jeep White, and I want to take you on a little listening journey of music that you may have never had the chance to hear before. I'm calling this Outlaw Songwriters, not because about doing anything illegal or anything rebellious. It's music that's outside the mainstream bottled and branded tunes that are being pumped out over the country music airways all day and all night, and it pretty much all sounds the same. And this is going to be about songwriting. I'm going to give you a taste of independent artists that had the desire and took the time and the money, which I will emphasize many times, to record what they had in their head and in their heart. The original songs written by people that you probably never heard of, but many of them are from or have lived in the local area. Some of these songwriters I've worked with, played with, recorded with on my own musical journey, and I'm happy and fortunate to call many of them my friends. Folks that had it not been for songwriting, I would never have crossed paths with, and I have met some really nice, cool, sweet, interesting people. It's been an amazing journey for me. None of them, including myself, have had any real commercial success, but we've all been very successful in the art of self-expression. You know, it takes commitment, hard work, time, and money to take an idea from pen to paper and refine and record it. Now, I don't profess to be an expert on songwriting, and I don't even profess to be a good songwriter. I just love writing, and I've invested time and money into improving my songwriting and sharing what I've learned with others. I've attended many seminars on songwriting, workshops with people like Rivers Rutherford and several other successful songwriters. Worked with the Nashville Songwriting Association, and it's something that's kind of been in my blood, and I just love doing it, and I love sharing it with other people. So I know you're getting a little tired of hearing me rattle on, but we'll get to the music in a few minutes. And I just want you to know a little something about me and why I'm doing this show. Over the coming weeks, you're probably going to learn a whole lot more about me than you ever wanted to know. I moved to Charleston from the coal fields of West Virginia about 37 years ago, and I've always worked a full-time job that was flexible enough to allow me to play music on the weekends or during the week, and but it was necessary to make a living at the same time, and trying to make a living just as a musician, that can be pretty difficult, because you can figure on the fact that you're not going to drive a new car. And you're not going to live in a big house. And you're not going to have health insurance. And, the old saying is, what do you call a musician that just broke up with his girlfriend? Homeless. So, I had a lot of responsibilities to take care of, so I had to have that full-time job. I was writing and creating and hooking up with other people in the Lowcountry, and I decided to join NSAI. That was a recommendation. That was the Nashville Songwriters Association International. And NSAI offered a wealth of songwriting information. They had online courses, seminars that you could download and listen to. You could send your songs in and they would critique them. They'd send you back information as to, what they think you needed to change and what you needed to do to make it a little more popular. But they were all about that Nashville country music. And if you sent them something that they liked, they had a group of people that they could forward it on to. And there were people that belonged to NSAI that had successful songwriting careers just through the Nashville Songwriters Association forwarding it to other people. And, you know, they started a good career from that. Now, NSAI, that was all at a cost, of course. They had a little fee that they wanted you to subscribe to. But I'm going to tell you, it was worthwhile and it was genuine, but it was all geared towards that commercial Nashville music. Now, it had to fit the mold or they just weren't interested. Now, I soon realized that I wasn't really interested in trying to write mainstream country music. I was writing for me. And I realized that songwriting could be very therapeutic and healing, because Lord knows I needed some therapy. One of the best ways to feel better about yourself is to get what you got in you out. And you can sure do that through songwriting, poetry, any kind of art. As long as you can express what you've got in you out, you know, it tends to make you feel better. And that's a subject that we'll go into on another show. All right, as we get ready for this first song, we're going to start with one of mine, because it is my show, you know. And I'm going to tell you why I wrote it. Like I said before, I'm from the coal fields of West Virginia. I am from so far back in the mountains that sunshine came in on a freight car on the railroad. And if you graduated from high school, and I really mean if, because there was a lot of people dropping out, but if you graduated from high school, you had three choices. You go to work in the coal mines, you go to work, or not go to work, but you could go into the military, or you could take Route 52 North, right out of my little hometown of Matewan, West Virginia, and go to work in the automobile factories or the steel mills up north. So I decided to go into the military, like many of my friends did, and many others headed out on Route 52, headed for the Promised Land, what we used to call it. Now, a few of my friends stayed and went to work in the coal mines, but it seemed like as the years went by, a lot of them wished they'd left. And I'd talk to them on the phone, and they'd tell me these stories of woe and what was going on in their lives and all these sad things and difficulties that they were facing. And I'd always ask them, you know, why don't you leave? And I swear every single one of them would say the same thing in this kind of defeated state of mind. And they'd say, well, there's nothing I can do. So I pondered upon this for quite a while, and I wrote a song about a guy that wished he had taken Route 52 North. And I combined several of the troubles that some of my friends faced. So here we go. This is my song, Route 52.
Jack and Coke to ease the pain. The radio says we'll get rain. They laid off again up at the mine. They'll probably get me the next time. The company says we're almost through. Now there's nothing I can do. Now there's nothing I can do. I should have took Route 52. Should have left here long ago. He was selling pills and he went to jail. His mama loves him all the same. Radio says we'll get rain. She was once thin and small. Now she's as big around as she is tall. The passion's gone, but she's willing to. Now there's nothing I can do. Now there's nothing I can do. Should have took Route 52. I should have left here long ago. Headed north to work, you know. I go to church and get on my knees. I ask the Lord, help me please. Give me strength and keep me sane. The radio says we'll get more rain. Sometimes I'm strong and I'm a man. Sometimes I'm weak, that's who I am. Think about leaving when I've had a few. Now there's nothing I can do. Now there's nothing I can do. Can do. I should have took Route 52. I should have took Route 52.
Route 52. A little trivia about U.S. Route 52. You know, it begins at the intersection of Meeting and Line Street in Charleston, South Carolina. And it runs all the way north up through North Dakota to the Canadian border. Next up, got a song by a friend of mine, Blackjack, written by Bob Tobin. And I've shared the stage many times with Bob. He's a fine songwriter. He's a great harmonica player, and I've recorded with him, and he's played on several of my records. And he lives on Sullivan's Island, and Bob just turned 84 years old about 2 weeks ago, and he is currently touring with another friend of mine, Tim Stiles, and they were doing Floribama. They do the songwriter thing down in Floribama every year, and then they were going to New Mexico, where Tim lives, and they had several gigs in New Mexico. Then they were going out to California. They had some stuff lined up in the Bakersfield, California area. So 84 years old, and Bobby is still out there playing. Now, I tell him all the time, man, I want to be just like you when I grow up. And he goes, no, you don't. Let's have a little listen here to Black Jack, and this just give you the idea of what kind of songwriting that people you don't know about can do.
all Jack's money was gone. Had a liquor and the women and the gambling took it all. It's time to head back home. Abe Lincoln knew the way, it weren't no problem. He'd done a thousand times before. When they got back to the shack, Jack fell off on his back. Then he crawled through the door. Sharecropper farmer had a little patch of backy on the side.
Bob Tobin with Old Black Jack. I just love Bobby. He's really good people. Next up, got Doggone Gone, written by David Owens. And David is one of those one-of-a-kind people. He's a great writer, always has a smile on his face, never says anything bad about anybody, lived beachfront on Folly. He's recently moved to Washington State. And I've known Bob, David, many years, and I get, when I say David, I got to include Bob, because David was the yin to Bob's yang. They were a pair. We road tripped a couple of times together, and it was quite an experience. So here we go. We got Doggone Gone.
Well, my baby tried to tell me, stop messing around, better get home early when you're playing downtown. I couldn't do it, I tried my best, found myself in a terrible mess. She was gone, 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 dadgum gone. She was gone, 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 doggone gone. When I coasted in the driveway, it was mighty late. I threw a dog biscuit and I snuck in the gate. I crept upstairs as quiet as a mouse. I was the only one in my house. She was gone, 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 dadgum gone. She was gone, 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 doggone gone. I looked for my baby in every room. I swept every corner like a fine-tooth broom. I turned over each and every stone. At the end of the day, I was all alone. She's gone, 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 dadgone gone. She was gone, 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 doggone gone. Private eye, he tracked her all the way up the four-wheel drive. with a chicken killing dogs and men killing men. Probably for the best, she was gone again. Gone, 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 that dumb gone. She was gone, 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 dog gone, gone. Gone, 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 that dumb gone. She was gone.
Time for a quick break, but stay tuned and we'll be back before you know it to continue with Jeep on Outlaw Songwriters.